HarperCollins presents Paddington's Trick or Treat by Michael Bond, read by Jim Broadbent. One morning the Browns were having breakfast when Paddington came in carrying Mrs. Bird's best broom and wearing what looked like a bin bag draped over his duffel coat.
"I'm sorry I'm late," explained Paddington. "I was making my outfit for this evening."
Mr. Brown gave a groan.
"Of course, it's the 31st of October, Halloween."
"We promised to take Paddington trick-or-treating," explained Jonathan.
"Perhaps we could have a party afterwards," suggested Judy.
"It seems a shame not to make the most of the evening."
"I've never been to a Halloween party," said Paddington wistfully. "I don't think they have them in darkest Peru."
Mrs. Brown caught her husband's eye.
"We haven't had one for ages, Henry," she said. "It might be fun."
"Please, Dad,"
chorused Jonathan and Judy. Mr. Brown weakened.
"Perhaps a small one," he said. "Just for the family, but no more. It's bad enough as it is with all those people ringing the front doorbell and calling trick or treat through the letterbox."
"We can help get everything ready," offered Jonathan.
"If I were you, Paddington," said Mrs. Bird, "I'd get down to the market as soon as possible before they run out of pumpkins. And if we're having a party, we'll need the ingredients to do some baking."
"Don't forget some squash fly biscuits," added Jonathan.
"I don't like the sound of those," said Paddington.
"Don't worry," explained Judy. "The proper name is Garibaldi biscuits. The currants in them look a bit like squashed flies."
As soon as Paddington had set off with his list, Jonathan and Judy started making decorations and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?